Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I just got a text from my sister. You remember Rick, her neighbor?
Sure. He's a 76-year-old guy who still runs marathons, right?
Sadly, not anymore.
What? You mean...
Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Wow. So sudden. We're not about to have the we need life insurance conversation again, are we?
No, we're having the we're getting coverage so we don't have to worry about it conversation.
So you're calling about the $9.95 a month plan from Colonial Penn?
I am. We put it off long enough. We are getting that $9.95 plan today.
Is it time for you to call about the $9.95 plan? I'm Jonathan from Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company. Sometimes we just need a reminder not to take today for granted. It could be the death of someone you know, or a health scare. That's why today could be a great day to call for free information about Colonial Penn's 995 plan. If you're age 50 to 85, you can get guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance starting at just $9.95 a month. There are no health questions, so you can't be turned down for any health reason. This is permanent coverage. Just pay your premiums for lifelong security. The 995 plan is Colonial Penn's number one most popular whole life plan. Options start at just $9.95 a month. That's less than 35 cents a day. Your rate can never go up. It's locked in for life. Don't put it off. Take the first easy step. Call today for free information. And you'll also get this free beneficiary planner. So call now.
Call 1-800-776-5050 for your free information and two free gifts, all with no obligation. That's 1-800-776-5050. 1-800-776-5050. That's 1-800-776-5050. Call now.
Hello, Colonial Penn?
Dopest niggas you ever wanted to fuck with. We got our beats up in there too. Gonna fuck if they need to. I do. And it better be time to. Now can I be true? And you be the kid that I talk to. And you be the one that I walk to. You be the woman that I'm feeling is the one that I talk to. You understand me?
In a world full of sex, beauty, and ugliness, God told you. And baby, for you.
For you.
I'd rob and steal.
For you.
Separating me from you is a mobile phone away and a trip you can make in a day. Baby, trust me, I'll handle it. And this might sound like some dumb shit to you, but I ain't tempting. Please forgive me if I appear to.
I'm just a nigga that says what it means.
So baby, it's yours if you want to. Yours if you need to. Yours even if I have. Just as long as you're here and you're comfortable. I got the pillows in the back if you need to. Lay it on my shoulder while I drive you back to my house. And everybody knows.
For you.
For you.
I drive and steal.
For you.
How y'all doing? Welcome to another day. But can't start the game without a birthday. I'm sorry. Oh, we're broadcasting now on air from Lagos. Dial in at number 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to join the conversation. Now, let me rip the bag. What I got? Oh, here's some root beer. And some people don't like A&W root beer. Well, got that one today. There's another root beer. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. The voice, have your voice ever been by? He's like, oh, my God. But root beer come in the same today. See how my voice sounds different. I like for y'all to understand tonight's going to be a peculiar, fun, and crazy night. I just had to start it off just like that. Now, if you really want to do something nice, tell a friend that has a friend to dial in. 516-453-9133. We are live on the air at www.blogtalkradio.com. This is Truth Thorough by your true friend, Will of God. And tonight's show is definitely going to be different because the callers, which is you, are the main event. My topic for all your informational people that got information that want to receive information from other people is intelligent questions and or answers inquiring minds would like to know. For example, this is what I got from one of my bulls that was saying, hey, yo, I was in a U-Haul truck, right? I'm going to just give you a brief synopsis. And he was like, hey, I look outside and see the gas tank. I'm like, all right. Hey, yo, hey. So I look back over and see if he's going to look out the window. He's like, oh, I got it. I said, what you mean you got what? He said, look, it's right there. I said, what you mean it's right there? Are you pointing at the damn dashboard? You crazy? Man? What? He said, look. I said, look at what? He said, see the fuel gauge? I said, yeah. See, there's an arrow. It would be on the left or the right, and that will tell you where your gas tank is on. I said, get the hell out of here. Well, he's actually right. Now, with the new cars, I heard there's another type of way you got to find out. It's like a little sign or something. I don't know. That's for the new cars. But this is a curious show. So I want all of your callers to call in, press one, and I want to hear intelligent questions and or answers inquiring minds would like to know. I want these children out here that's growing up to be how should I say it, graffiti, to learn how to be different. It ain't got to be a mess. Sometimes graffiti's not a mess. But if you got the wrong people doing graffiti, that don't know how to do graffiti, everybody that do graffiti know that's a mess. I'm sorry. I'm like, but another one I want to tell y'all is after the fact. But I want to educate everybody tonight, as well as myself, being educated. I don't care. I'm just a thoroughbred trying to grow up so I could blow up, then show up, and everybody like, yo, damn, I already knew, but you didn't want to say amen, so we didn't say it yet. We're waiting for you. Like, all right, well, here I am. Welcome to America. And that's another question I want to break through. Because there's a lot of crazy things happening, and I put something out there on YouTube today because I saw it. This is the day there was this lady, tricked out. She had two bottles of water, and I put it on my YouTube. If you go to YouTube right now and pull up the number two, Two Will of God, Spontaneous TV, I think it says next. I just put it up there. Two Will of God, search Spontaneous TV, and you'll see it. This lady was high as hell.
All right. I hope we didn't lose Will of God. So, of course, we got a lot of calls here at this time. So we're going to bring Will of God back on in a few minutes. And I really wanted to hear what he had to say. And, of course, hopefully the network has not been tripping like it did last night. But, however, we're going to continue the show, go get Will back on the air at this time. And there's Will right there. Okay. That was a network timeout. Well, go ahead. Do your thing, man. Talk about the girl. Talk about the crazy lady. All right. We got you. Okay, Will, are you there? Okay, hold on a second. Try to get Will God back on this line. And there he is, unlocked. Okay. 1 second here on these states. Okay, there you go, Will. Okay, yeah, it was a network timeout. Go ahead and talk about the crazy lady. We got you.
Yo, can you hear me clearly? Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, man. Go ahead.
Yo, remember, back in the day, right? I'm sorry everybody that's listening to this radio show. I know y'all like, what in the world is going on? Well, I'm going to let you know what's going on. There's spirits out here going on. This show is happening right here, right now. And I don't know how the hell I get cut off if I was talking about a person that looked like they was possessed. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, oh, remember back in the day when they just cut us off on the radio and next you know we didn't have a show? I don't know what the heck, you know, it was probably the upper level people. It was crazy. But today, y'all, I saw something peculiar and crazy. This lady was yelling at the cars driving by, and they had two bottles of water, and every time a car drive by, she starts just trying to spray them with the water. I said, oh, shoot. So I was like, wait a minute, that's going to be a YouTube moment. Oh, I got to get that. So I walked over to the lady. I told the girl, I said, yo, I'm going to get this. I'm going to the lady. And I started videotaping. She walked around me looking like, oh, you're an alien. You're not from here. You're an alien. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, shoot. Oh, this is going to be good. So go on YouTube right now. You'll see it in your face. But tonight, I want to really help out America because we are being punked. And every time you look at the news, it's something different. Why is it a full moon tonight? Why are we seeing strange things on the news? Why is some people, like I just heard, scared to watch the news? Oh, Halloween's coming. Ain't the news supposed to be? No, not the news. Ain't the TV supposed to be television? So let's get down with the funky comedita. Hey, brother, oh, drop that track so we can get ready for these callers. You know what I'm talking about? Fucking 2000.
Yeah. Hella fire. Heaven fire.
Of a black man's gone. I see you laughing with swollen eyes. Life beat a mother when you're playing to lose a side. Dreams deferred, visions blurred, the hustle absurd. And anyone who would listen, respect deserved. A lesson learned. How many sleepless nights have you? How many shifts the stakes have you? Watched it turn it to fade away. Or why you lose all trace to backtrack? Just to be right and exact, but like a paper, a nigga, nigga act like a nigga, forget daddy black. Moms is working two jobs, pops is worshiping two gods. Through hard times, at the border of towns, wondering what some God's mind at. From the east, souls give grace. Diamonds reflect, pimped out
days when my uncle lays his game down. He's in the galaxy of gaming, never came down. He's from the same town, I mean planning it down. You know, down I'm going, an iceberg slam. Had a precious whole angel, sharpest in the stable. Blonde wig with a fierce label. He branded her as angel in disguise. Eating the pockets and feeding them lies. After few broken arms and black eyes, she wrote a book to make his favorite vibe. Sent his soul to a system where he never breathed again. Down to earth, just to leave again.
Killing the game tonight. It's a full moon, y'all. You got to understand what today's date is. I don't even understand it either. But since I'm living in 2021, I made it that far. It's the 22nd of October. Now, why did they make Halloween come out on the 15th of October all of a sudden before the 31st? We're going to get ignorant tonight because I don't even know how the other way to say it. Welcome to Tutel with your true friend, Will of God. Dial what? That number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the air and star 2 to talk. If you're just joining in, I must, you know, help you out. The topic is intelligent questions and or answers inquiring minds would like to know. Basically, people, I want y'all to speak and speak fluently. No holds barred. Open up our minds, open up your mouth, and let's see what the hell we get. Understand? Great. Now, before I bring on this first caller, I made up this poem out of nowhere. It says 7/29/2021. After I say this poem, I want to get that caller. Whew, I said this, y'all. It's called Wake Up. I don't know why I said this, but I said it. I said, when do we wake up, see the coffee? Forget smelling it. Anyone can smell coffee through a window or a door, but can you actually see it? There are kids that will be going back to school and will be truly abused physically and mentally. The kids are getting checked for COVID two or three times, maybe more than that a day. I did hear that if you happen to go through a different door that the teachers lead the kids through. And then they will have to be checked. Now, here's the kicker. Or should I say, to the offended, the problem. The teacher or aide will take the long behind Q-tip or the stick and put it up. Way up your kid's nostrils and go around and around in circles five times or more. If your child pulls away or doesn't like how for or what that individual or robot or possibly android is doing to them, that's not your problem. Now the parents that do not care about their children are totally happy to be free from their kids are going to get a rude awakening if their kid's nose won't stop bleeding. Do you understand? The crazy part is, what if they are putting a cancer or virus or disease in your child or even you, but it won't be detected until months or years later? You know, you can never see a pharmaceutical company? Yes, I did. You know, you can never see, no, you never can sue, I'm sorry. You know, you can never sue a pharmaceutical company no matter how many people die. And then I ended it and said, wake up. I'm sorry to be rude, but that's just one of them. Back to the show. Dial the number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the air. Man, I want all y'all callers to open my mind. Let's be free with it. Do not hold back. Brother L, we got a caller in the queue.
You better know it. And it is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shawnee for the class of 2019. The judge is you well.
Hello.
Oh, wait a minute. When you say a Jersey Joel, and then when the interview says, hello, and the only thing you could say after that is, Jerry Pacino!
What? You're crazy.
I'm sorry, people. I do that. Like, y'all don't understand. That's something that I created and I just have to do. When you hear Jerry Pacino, you better scream. I'm sorry. Go ahead, lady.
So listen, all right, so you said don't hold back, right?
Please don't. I mean, I want to be ignorant and satisfied at the same damn time. I want everybody to look at me like, did he just do that? I'm like, yeah, I did everything because everybody said it, and I just watched. Believe that one.
So do you want me to comment on what you said about the kids?
Comment about anything you absolutely want. Anybody that calls in, there's no exceptions. There's no rules. There's you. Information is principalities. Go ahead, babe.
All right, and I'm going to say what I want to say. So we need to wake up. We need to understand what's really happening, not just here, all over the world now, okay? Talk about being communism. Talk about a one-world order. It's all happening. And I've shared this before, and you may have even heard it. I've been to Russia, been all over the world, China, in the 80s when it was still communist, through Lenox Hill Hospital on a health tour. I had machine guns pointed at me in both places, China and Russia. And I remember watching the people in China wearing masks, and they were told it was because of their pollution. I was young. I was in my 20s. I didn't know. Well, now I know. And it wasn't because of their pollution. It was to control them. And the best way to start controlling people is what they're doing to us. They started with the masks, right? What's sad to me is that everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people are just complying. It's just easier for them. I'm not saying the virus wasn't real, because I had it. I was locked in my home for 3.5 months. I almost died, but I never went to the hospital. I treated it naturally, and thank you, God, I'm here to talk about it. But what I want to say is we are headed down a road where we are going to be 100% controlled, and I don't know if people just don't care or it's just easier for them just to submit. I don't know, but I'm not that person. They could shoot me first. Okay? But as far as the children, what you said about the schools with the shots and testing them and all that, it's gone too far. And for parents not to think that and understand that, something's wrong, will of God, because don't you dare touch my grandchild. Okay? We're fortunate my daughter's able to homeschool. But let me tell you right now, if anyone ever touched one of my kids, right, my child or my grandkids, I'd be in jail, and these parents need to stand up for their children. if every parent walked into the schools and said, I'm taking my kid out of school, if this doesn't stop, I guarantee you it will all stop. But nobody's willing to do it. And that's the sad part, and I've shared this before, and I'm going to say it again. Yes, I could say all this stuff, guys, because I protested in Trenton more than once with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for your frickin' rights, for our religious exemptions, for our freedom, for the Constitution. That was me. So wake up, people, because we're headed down a very dark road. There you go, baby.
Wow. That's why I mute my phone, so I can't say nothing, because I was like, yo, kill him. That's a dope. Oh, my God. See? Oh. You know, all those words was like right there. I'm like, yo, these people. If these people that's listening as of today and right now do not understand this show is about to move up levels to another level. It's a full moon out here, y'all. I'm going to get valuable information if you like it or you don't. It's a rude awakening. I don't care how you feel. Feel me? You're going to bust. And I'm back to you, right? You are so marvelous. Did you just say that? Can you tell them who you are? No. Hey, Al, who is this woman?
Well, first of all, she is the 2021 Lifetime Achiever of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame first. The 2019 International Internet Radio Broadcasting Enshrinee. Shout out to Darlene Lawrence. Shout out to Andrea Presley. Shout out to Huni Bakatoon. Shout out to Antonia Batts. And shout out to our retired host, Miss Sister Bessie the Truther. The legacy continues. It's all about Jerry. Outstanding results tonight.
Oh, I love you.
How can they follow you? And I already know you are a fellow host. And people who do not know, she just had a show. And you can please tell them that. And anybody that's listening, dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1. I'm getting all of y'all on tonight. I want to get educated and be on like, you know, loop-de-loop. Loop-de-loop-de-loop. No, no, no. Go ahead.
I'm on, thank God, the same week as you. So you can remember when your show is. All right. And that's how I can remember mine. So I was just on this past Tuesday. I'm on 4 weeks from this week, 9:30 p.m. Tuesday night. Thank you, sweetheart.
I thank you. I'm over here muting my phone so I don't do nothing wrong. I'm trying to make this show kind of an almost perfect show, even though I messed up at the beginning. I'm so sorry, y'all. But this is a free-spirited.
No, you didn't. Well, it's not your fault. No, well, it was not your fault. That was the network. It was not your fault. I'm going to say it right now. Blog Talk Radio, get yourself together. Last night, Huni Bakatoon. Tonight, Will of God. You coming after me? We are a machine, jerk. We're going to still be here in spite of everything. Stop playing with me.
Amen. See, that's how we do it, y'all. Dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the show. This is True Turbo. Will of God. And I told you this, intelligent questions, aspiring minds would like to know. Kill me with something. Hey, how you doing, Carla? Who's next?
Carla, you're on.
Hello, Carla. I can hear you. Hi. Say hi.
Yeah.
Carla, say hi. I can hear you. Yep, you're unmuted. Yes, you are. Say hello. Yes, that's
true.
Hi,
say everybody.
Hello. Right. Yeah, hi. Ooh, we almost lost you. Because there was a what? You ever see somebody about to press a nuclear bomb and he's the president of the United States? You're like, is he going to do that? And we tell him, no! And he's like, oh, I'm about to do it. That was Brother O. He was like, oh, you better, you better be moving on. How you doing? Who's your, who am I speaking to?
My name is Adela Adriana Moscu, and I am affiliated with Sound City Radio as a host.
Oh, shoot. Adela. Now, first of all, Adela, you are so far from the daggone freaking phone. You're coming out low to me. Come a little closer.
I'm
now,
very
talk
close
to me, right?
I
can hear you now.
I was wondering.
Tell me, who are you? Who are you? Because they don't know who you are. And I met you, I think, when I snuck into that movie Creed. And I was like, oh, shoot. But you said you're doing a lot of big things. I want everybody really to understand who this is. But I want to keep you in as a special guest because I want to get more callers in. But I just want you to tap their heads. Let them know movies. Let them know music. And let them know what you are so we can get a full understanding because I still can't believe you called in. God darn it. Amen. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for inviting me. The volume is regular. In comparison to the times that I participated in your previous shows, your volume this time is lower. So I don't know if it has to do with your radio station. But I'm not...
No, this is a whole different network. But I just want them to learn who you are. So forget all that and tell them who you is. And wait a minute, what are your nationality? Before we even go, because your language is totally different.
Before we go there, you know, we hear you loud and clear. Everybody hears you loud and clear. The volume is fine. Just go ahead and talk, please.
Thank you so much. I wanted to clarify that. I appreciate that. So my name is Adela Adriana Moscu, and I was born in Romania, in Transylvania. Transylvania is a part of Romania, northwest. And I was born in the city of Cluj. And later on, I moved to United States in New York City. I studied psychology and different forms of dance and music, and was involved in poetry. And in the last few years, since 2009, I got involved to be a film actress. And recently, I just brought on the market my very first music CD called My Sweet Romania Love Songs.
Now, I'm hearing you because I want to get some more calls while you stay in the daggone booth. But you said you told me this. You've been in 78 different movies?
Yes, correct.
And the last thing you did... You've been with some very important stars that's been in movies, but you was telling me some stuff that really caught me, and you also said you speak 5 different languages, so you're freaking me out, and you said you're a psychotherapist, freaking me out, so it's going to be perfect for this night, because we need somebody to help us with these questions or answers these callers are about to give us, but go ahead, proceed on.
Fluently Romanian and English. And I studied a few other languages. I cannot say that I speak fluently, but I can get by a little bit. I studied French, Spanish, German, Latin. And because I love people so much and I love traveling and different places of the world, whenever I meet people from other countries, I get involved right away asking to teach me certain important expressions in their language. So that's how I got to know a few beautiful expressions in different languages.
Now, this is what I want to do. I want to get the next caller in, right? But
yes.
Before I bring in this caller, and I want you to mute your phone on your side, and just keep her unmuted so she could probably do some psychotherapy for everybody that might call in that's not of the same languages of Earth. You know, we might get it. Never mind. But intelligent questions or answers inquire minds would like to know. What would you give us real quick, like quickity, quick, that would be inspiring or uplifting or crazy, I don't give a darn where you go with it, but something that we could be like, that's something good to eat. What would you say?
All right, call you there.
There?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? All right. Maybe they're going to come right back.
Look,
caller.
No. Actually she's unmuted. Caller?
Uh-oh. She might have muted her phone. We can't hear you. I just want to do it. Come right back to her.
Excuse me.
Let's start.
What's
the there you go.
There she is.
There
she is. We hear you loud and clear.
Are you
okay, so
I'm sorry, people. Welcome to
Truth Serum
by your true friend, Will of God. Dial the number 516-453-9133. After we get the next caller and that's next, we're going to play the next track, and then we're going to go Undisputed Callers and then play another track. And then whenever Brother Owen play another track, because he's killing the game, I want to hear whatever damn music he got, because this show sounds good. Finish, please, because we got to get this caller. That was for you, yes. Intelligent questions and crime minds would like to know. What you got for us?
So am I to hypothesize what people think would be an intelligent question, or if you want me to ask a question, which I will hope it will be intelligent?
Damn. See, that's a problem when you talk to a psychotherapist. They're going to give you something to make you think. No, what I'm saying is, and that is a good one, though. That's a good shot. What I'm saying is, damn, that's a hell of a shot. I'm saying, they made me forget what I was going to say. Nope, you ain't going to do that one. I'm saying, anything you want to say, right? Anywhere you want to go, correct? But I want people to get educated, so if you could talk about anything intelligent, and if you got a question with it, or if you got an answer for us, or if you want us to answer your intelligent question, I don't care how you deliver it. I just want it delivered. And quickly, because we got another call, and then we're going to a track. And then we're going to come back. And then anybody want to talk to you, you're still here because you're a psychotherapist. You might be able to help somebody have an ass shelf right now. Sorry, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So my opinion is that every question is intelligent. Why? Because it's very intelligent on a part of a person to ask a question when they don't know something. When they ask a question, this is how the opportunity, the door for learning is presented to them. So that's the reason I believe that every question is intelligent. And I support people. I encourage them. I invite them to be less inhibited in asking questions, because that is a perfect way to continue their education.
Well, amen. Look at you. You just really got to be. How long you been a psychotherapist? I want to get this caller in. I know this caller going crazy. Like, I can't wait to get on the air. Go ahead. How long you been a psychotherapist?
I started to study psychology when I was 17.
Damn. All right, never mind. All right, mute your phone. Ooh, this woman, boy. People, this is a very spontaneous, unusual show. So if you want to fit in, get in. If you can't get in, then don't fit in. You know what I'm talking about? Sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that, but it's too thorough. Hello, caller. Who am I speaking to now? Thank you, Adela.
How are you doing, Will of God? This is Antonio Vance. I just wanted to say hello.
Oh,
and
you see how the show going, right?
Yeah.
I'm all over the place, and the technology is coming like fluid. You ever see fluid turn to liquid? Is it the same damn thing? Listen, that's an intelligent question. No, I'm not saying that. But listen, this is a fellow host, y'all. Y'all don't even know who y'all talking to. But I want to hear what you got to say and finish what you were saying. And please, whatever you do, make sure they can know how to follow you. Intelligent questions or answers inquiring minds would like to know. Talk to me.
Thank you. Well, I don't know how intelligent this is, but I would like to say something, if you don't mind, in response to Jerry Petito's comment about the mask and how it appears that they're dictating to us. Nothing
this
negative.
This is an open forum,
but,
baby. This is an open forum.
Okay.
No holds barred. Whatever you like to do, let's do it. I'm just trying to make sure America wakes up, because after they listen to the show, maybe they might change their mind. I'm sorry. I'm really so ignorant.
That's okay.
Amen.
Now, you know I'm good for following the coronavirus situation from just about the day it started, just about it seemed like. But nevertheless, I just wanted to say, you know, Jerry may have some very good points, especially in response to the fact that there have been a lot of negative things that, you know, pretty much occurred ever since the coronavirus situation occurred, before there was even a vaccine. About the mask, It's very scary. People have a right to be leery about it. I'm not a person to just, believe it or not, respond to having people to follow wearing the mask because I can have that to my advantage. But as the saying goes, there's a saying that says an ounce of something about an ounce of prevention could be something, a good measure to take. And I agree to a certain point, nevertheless, because, with her, because there are people who are very manipulating, unfortunately, very deceptive, unfortunately. And some people will consider those are the people who are considered people who are at the top of their game out here in the world of politics/medicine, as some people feel because of what's been going on with coronavirus and the need to make a rush for things to happen to make it be convincible. And if you don't be careful, how the saying goes, you'll fall for some of the things all of the time, something like that. Nevertheless, my point is that she may be correct about the deception involved sometimes about having a lot of us to be led on to believe that there may be something serious about the coronavirus. But I say, you know, I would myself wouldn't mind exercising caution because let's just say if we found out that this whole thing was real, and I respect the fact that she addresses the fact that she had it and how it sent her to a pretty bad situation for a matter of months. But she's concerned about maybe teaching her grandchildren and her children how not to just fall for everything just because they tell you something out here and you're not convinced enough. I respect that for the reason because there are people out there who look to turn around and lead you around by your nose, as the saying goes, because they just want to see the reaction and like the idea of having the control and the power of making people finding them, convincing everyone and the masses. And they don't worry about the ones that they can't convince. They just would like to see how this whole power structure would go. That maybe they like to manipulate the economy. Maybe they like the idea of acquiring money for it for their own self or whoever else. So as a result, yes, we don't want to have our children running around paranoid and falling for everything as time goes on, mostly because when you do teach your children that pretty much trickles down throughout their life and their children's life. And have them not really understanding they can have a mind of their own and use their own judgment. Just hope that once you follow the more details about the medical reasons as to why something is going on, hopefully can or cannot work with them and what have you. It may be that maybe we do have people who are deceiving us with it. But I'd rather on my side of believing that I know they do some stupid things out here from the top down, precautions. And just in case there's a chance that your children do get sideswiped by people who don't really mean us good and we're just trying to be convinced, let's give them an opportunity to hope that they do get to really save the lives of not only themselves, but maybe they'll become scientists themselves somewhere down the line, which is a very honorable and good and wonderful occupation. Do research, become medical workers.
Wait a minute. Did you forget somebody else wanted to talk?
Yes, I did.
You did.
And I apologize.
Yes, you did.
Okay. So
yes,
okay.
You freaking did. It's a full moon, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know how to do it because it's like, brother, like I'm gonna just let this bull see if he gonna allow me to play the damn music. I say, wait a minute.
Okay,
she
my
went
apologies.
And everything you said, no, there's no apology for English that makes sense. There's none.
Okay.
I don't even know how to say stop if you keep on dropping knowledge and make everybody be
okay.
able to say, why
well,
is the
well,
scientist
we'll pick it up on
confused?
On my show.
No, wait. I want you to understand, why are the scientists confused? Why are they on the news saying, I don't know if you should take the booster shot and mix it? Because we got too much damn information coming at such a fast pace. I'm confused. Why would they say that on the news, on Channel 10?
Because you know why?
That's, why I saw
that's
it.
The purpose
no,
of
no,
research.
No, don't you do that. We were not,
you know
we
that,
were
you know that
track.
Right.
No, we're not going to let you keep talking. We want to hear with you. We can follow you and get another caller too. Damn, you going to talk. I know.
Okay.
But I love what you said.
Okay, I'm willing
so
to stop it right
viable.
There and tell you right. I'm on a Monday night. It may be the first or second Monday in the month, and it'll be at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called Informational Guru by Antonia Betts. Sorry, I
now, brother,
went over, overboard.
Can
you
tell everybody
you, but,
who? No, wait, I'm sorry, baby. Brother, can you tell everybody exactly who this young lady is? Because you know she gets a viable informational guru.
Well, first of all, I love everything that Antonia said tonight. You know, Antonia's being Antonia, and I love the fact that she was enabled to share her prowess. This woman here is the 2020 International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee. This woman has been here the most tenured host in the history of our network. A person that I respect. Longevity. She is amazing. She's never quit. She's always been, you know, available, and I love that about her. And she is the shining star and a mentor for great hosts. The history, the legacy continues. Again, the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Antonia Betts.
Thank you. I won't go on any further, but thank you very much, Jerry Petito. And thank you very much, Ngozi, master producer. But Jerry Petito, thank you very much for bringing up the pros and cons, and hopefully we'll always become watchdogs first for our own and hopefully for other people to leave your minds open to what the possibilities of why research is necessary. Thank you very much, Will of God, and you have a wonderful night.
No problem, love. This is Too Thorough by your true friend, Will of God. And I just got this new track that Brother O going to play. I don't even know what it is.
Yo, just when I think that I forgot you, I hear that dub that we used to rock to. Just when I think I'm getting on without you, somebody passed and asked me about you. Was in the back of a cab the other day. Swear to God, I saw you walking past the other way.
Wait a minute.
My heart rush, my face clutch. Tell the driver hit the brakes, slow the pace up. Wait up, it wasn't you. Realize it's the mirage I was running to.
Damn, can the effects of love and time cause the mind to trick the eye? I wonder how you're getting by. And all the stars still in your eyes. Do you still just get the vibe to break the bank and spend the time? A reminisce to shift the time to when you was mine.
Years ago, in the midst of hallways and sliding doors, missing links are very, very obscure. Vision of you now, as I reminisce, will I ever see your face again? Baby, as I think back, will divine has placed us in a small world.
Yes.
And thankfully so.
Thank God.
Our paths crossed once more. And to whose surprise but mine, where 14th and 6th was the place where we combined once more. There at the front door of the corner store. But with few exceptions in five, we became an item. Me for you and you for me. Good times and sickness and health. Broke ass and richness. Baby, we made it work.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I reminisce. Over this chick, colder than the shoulder, a princess, a soldier, raised in Islamic culture, sexy as a girl on the Jamaica poster. Met her overseas where it really don't be no sisters. Brought her on stage as Bilal sang soul sister. The body parts of blood was thicker. Sweet on her trying to make sure it ain't the liquor. She was with a nigga come to find out. She his sister backstage. Conversation kissed her. Made me forget to remember that I pimp or die. Put the pimp in the side, I seen Kenya in her eye. Our connection lied in a life before. Us to meet again was divine law. So I can't describe how deep I dug her. Not only in memory can I hug her, I reminisce, y'all.
My God.
Wow. Told y'all. I guess this is going to be a different night. I got to close the door. It's a full moon. I'm staring at it. Man, ain't that something? I guess it's the last full moon because I think it stays for 3 days, right? Well, welcome to Truth Arrow with your true friend, Will of God. Dial at number 516-453-9133. We're just trying to have fun. Be yourself, y'all. Please mute your phone. Adela, I think I can hear you. You're doing a daggone paper trail. I can't figure it out. We got Adela in the building. She's a special artist.
Hello?
But I think we got a caller. Oh, I did that. I'm sorry, Adela. That wasn't you. That was the caller. Who am I speaking to now?
Hi, Brother Will. Peace and blessings.
Wait a minute. Does that mean it's... No, you got to say it. I was there. Yo, what's up, Nick?
Hey, my brother.
I just ran to my boy at the same time. I see him. What's up, Quill? Yo, what's up, Sister Beth?
Hey! Oh, my God.
See, now y'all going to get it. Now this show just became a real full moon. So anybody out there that's down with the devil or just don't like God, welcome to America. We're going to give you English. This is another fellow host, and God knows she going to break your freaking head wide open. Talk to me, love.
You know, when we're celebrating this holiday, you're actually celebrating wickedness. And you're opening these doors of the world for the demons to increase. You and the world, we have soulless people among you. There is those that have souls, and there are those that don't have any soul. You must close this conduit of evil that is on the face of this earth. Now, indigenous people of this world, you must send the evil back now. Know that you have power. Don't let them think that their power is greater than the Creator. You must be vigilant. You know in the Bible it talks about the Antichrist. That is a metaphor to understand about the deceivers of the world. The deceivers in your government. The deceivers of those that are around you. And I want to give you one example of deceiving. Now, they were talking to us about the immigrants. Did most of you know that they were flying in people from the border to all parts of the state of the U.S.? They were flying them in at night. So I want you to know that I've been telling you for a long time, you are being deceived. They're flying the immigrants in at night. And who cares for it?
Wait a minute. Wait. Now, that is the most ignorantest thing I ever heard on the radio. Because nobody, not even one word of America person, I said American person, you know what? If I could walk around and say, you know what? Guess who I am? Who are you? I'm an American person. I'm sorry. But what you just said, right? Yeah, so dumb. What you just said is so ignorant because there's a lot of things that's done at night when we're asleep. Even laws are being passed. So please continue because I like what you're saying because you're hurting everybody's feelings that don't believe in the truth. And the truth either will set you free or make you free. There's a one I can't figure out which one is which. Y'all got to pick that out through your Bibles. Go ahead, finish.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, people don't want to listen to people for the truth, but you know that they are lying to you. You got to close this conduit of evil that is upon this planet. You got to put in your mind and in your heart to the universe that you want this evil closed. And you know that's a deceiver when they tell you that they are taking people from the border and taking them at the secrecy of night. When I said you were being colonized, I meant what I said. Now, the only thing else that I'm going to say is that I want you all to go back and listen to a show of mine called Operation Speed, Warp Speed, Mind, F-U-C-K. It was done 11/14/2020. So you will understand what they had planned for us. So I'm still with the podcast. I'm not on there, but one day you'll understand why I left. I will speak for myself on that matter.
Wait.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, listen, I gotta say this right now, and I know,
everybody.
Yeah, I got you. First of all, I want to dispel all foolishness, right, Sister Bessie? And I got Sister Bessie on the phone right now for this. This young lady has been with us and still with us as an alumni for over 3 years. This young lady has bring her position to another level of greatness. That's support. This young lady is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee for this year, class of 2021. And to the Hall of Fame committee, you made a grave mistake. This young lady deserved to be in the hall. But however, Sister Bessie and I understand the situation that be. And she is going to be a person that not only is going to be part of what ONE Dynasty is all about, which is a commitment to excellence, the greatness in the beacon house of light that shares upon men. Sister Bessie, let people know how you feel about ONE and your former producer.
This is my feeling. you know, I wouldn't be able to talk to the world without Brother Oak. And every person in the world has been on a job where they have things inside of them. But unless you hear it from that person's mouth, then you will know what that person felt. But far as me concerned, I still love the host, all the hosts on the show, and I still love Brother Oak. You know, we all have difficulties, but my reason for leaving goes deeper than that. And until you hear from me, please wait to hear from my point of view and what I have to say. So I love all of you out there, okay?
First of all, this young lady, listen, this young lady has retired a great work in Oney Dynasty. We'll go to our next track before I take our next caller. This young lady has done everything I ever asked her to do. She has been a beacon of light and hope for people. She's giving you an archive for you to listen to forever. If Oney Dynasty quit tonight, imagine the archive of Will of God and Sister Bessie and Antonia Batts. Huh? Antonia Batts. We have done yeoman's work for the world. Sister Bessie knows her position. For all you haters out there, now you know, right, Sister Bessie? We are united. Right, Truther? We are united for the common cause. And ain't nothing y'all guys can do about it. Right, Bessie? Ain't nothing they can do about it. And that's the way it is.
Yo, Bessie, I'm so happy right here. I'm so happy.
Listen, you know what? I'm going to go check.
Wait,
I'm going to go check right now. Like, here we go, y'all. Guess what? It's your DJ.
Shadow, hey, there it goes again, different face to the same old child. Yo, hey yo, it started when they birthed him. Running around stuck in the projects. Now he can't wait till the first come. Little older now, he can't wait till the dope come. Sleep all these years and nobody awoke him. Getting it so he could cover the whole border. Question is, how many of us can hold water? It seems like telling is in. Niggas assign states, get an order protection and tell them again. I'm a left lane nigga. My life is much faster than yours. I'm with a chick and it's attached to a bra. Got the Air Ones matching the car. All white, my niggas slinging all night, so we rapidly score. That's what they wanna clap at me for. Understand that the flow is like the coke daddy naturally raw. So I'ma get my cash on and my mash on, then get my ass up out of the fast lane. It don't last long.
Has just called a friend to dial in, 516-453-9133. I started laughing and I started stop laughing and I started laughing again. I can't stop laughing. But listen, I thank you, Sister Bessie. Y'all better check her out. What we're going to do next is take the next caller, because this is Truth Theory by your true friend, Will of God. And the topic is questions and or intelligent answers inquiring minds would like to know. Hello, caller. Who am I speaking to now? Yeah, that's
hello?
You, caller. You've been unmuted. Yeah, hi. Ooh, hey, hi.
How are
hello.
You?
I don't even know. I'm listen, don't ask a question that I don't.
How you do? Who am I speaking to? Can I speak to me? This is the Commissioner Ebony Dawn Starks.
Whoa. See, that's an intelligent. That's an answer, right? Inquiring minds would like to know. I didn't even know you became a commissioner. I'm finding out 2 days ago, whatever. I was like, wait a minute, what happened? Well, I thought
that's all right.
And I'm like, so I'm like on a lucrative type of basis of life, but I know everybody don't understand. You are a fellow host, and
I am.
This whole night is a full moon. If I ever knew it was going to be a full moon on this day, October 22nd, 2021, I wouldn't have called in. The hell with that? Because this is going to be fragrance. Everybody going to smile. They're like, yo, did you smell that? I'm like, no. But did you smell what the rock? I'm not. Go ahead. Talk to me, baby.
You are very entertaining. I will say this. I'm definitely enjoying your show. The question and answer segment is definitely, it gives us an awareness, it keeps us enlightened, and it definitely keeps us informed.
Amen. I would like to know what you got. You have an intelligent question or an answer that inquiring minds would like to know. Like, there's a lot of kids growing up, and when we are dead, you know, going in the ground. Hopefully everybody's in heaven that's listening to the show. If you're not, then go. You know what? Never mind. Because there's some haters out there and they get all. You know what? Damn it. I keep saying it. All right. But I'm saying, no. But you are saying something tonight that might educate the world. So please, throw the frisbee and see who can catch it. How about that?
All right. Thank you. So first things first, I just wanted to throw it out there to Blog Talk Radio. You guys are doing some shady stuff. Like, it needs to stop because information needs to get out. And it will get out, whether you're with us or for us. Second of all, what I have learned in the past year with the wave of the pandemic, it's time to step forward and do what we need to do for our family's sake. It's time to eat better. It's time to start your own businesses. It's time to start your own companies. It's time to build so we are not forced to live off of what the government says we need to live off of. And if it's not in your destiny or in your purpose to have your own company or your own business, then what you must do is understand that you need to be compliant in order to stay employed. And if that's the lifestyle that you want to live, then so be it. But I just saw a poll that since August of 2020, businesses have been started. And that's to tell you something. It's time to move forward.
Well, tell me. As a matter of fact, Uncle could probably tell everybody who you are, and you're going to have to tell us how they can follow you, because, my God, this is going to be an influential show, because we have another caller, and then another caller, and I still got to bring Adele, our special guest, in so they can understand who she really is. But all the callers have called in already. Oh, my God, and I know there's more this person wants, so y'all might as well get ready, because we're going to go crazy. Go ahead, baby.
My show is strictly business.
Well, hold on, Commissioner. He commissioned me to tell everybody about you. This is our fourth reigning commissioner, Ebony Dawn Starks, following in the footsteps of Queenie Bacatoon, Jay Petito, and Angela Thomas Smith. This young lady has already, in less than 2.5 weeks, done yeoman's work for this network. Very proud of her prowess tonight. That's her. That's it.
Go ahead, lady. Speak your mind. Tell us how they can follow you and do a Cash App if you got one. Damn it.
You crazy. My show is called Strictly Business with E. Davis. E. Davis is a pen name that I use because I'm also a published author and CEO and founder of a publishing company, Writer's Block Publishing, LLC. You can follow me on Facebook at E. Davis, LLC, Writer's Block Publishing, LLC. And my show will be on October 28th, 2021, where I'll be discussing business tips, money management, and how to understand the concept that is business and not personal, part two.
Shoot, I thank you for the information. And anybody that's listening, rewind the damn tape or play it 7 days a week. I don't care what you do. This show going to be popular. We ain't done yet with you. Welcome to Truth Tell by your true friend, Will of God. Go ahead, baby. You better step, and you better start, and you better never stop blowing up. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus. Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah, man. You got another caller, man, and another caller. Caller, you're on the line right now with a charter member.
Wait a minute.
Will of God. Only Dynasty, Beverly Nation. Yes.
Hello, right. Hey. Who am I speaking to now? I know the voice. I sound stupid.
Hello, Will of God.
What's up, homie? Yo, you know everybody.
You know who it is?
This is Chinchilla. She's one of my former hosts from Sound City Radio. You know me now. She's chilling with Blog Talk Radio. I mean, Beverly. What the hell? Beverly Nation. Because you got too many people. Like, Brother O did something different, y'all. I got to help y'all out. He said Damon Network. Then he said Beverly Nation. First he said Beverly Nation. Then he said Damon Network. And then he said O-N-E. And he combined them both. And I told him a long time ago, I said, yo, what I'm trying to do is create a dynasty. So he said, all right, bet. He drone. He went and done did it. How you like them at?
Yeah.
He said, hey, I'm going to say, boo, 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 ah. I don't know if I'm talking in African or whatever, but it sounded good. And boo, 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 boo. let me go. Yo, what's up, Chinchilla? Talk to me. How in the world do you have an intelligent question or answer for a quiet mind?
Oh, no, yeah, you know.
Because tonight's
a full
moon.
I have.
And you know
yes,
I'm about to lose my mind if I'm allowed to talk again. And I still got to bring Adela in because she just said she would do a freestyle song for everybody to hear. I said, well, damn. Thank you for that information.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, go ahead, young lady.
All right. Okay, so yes, I definitely have answers, not questions. I got some answers. Now, I am now calling tonight as Dr. Chinchilla tonight. So I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I heard a few people talk about the coronavirus and the vaccine and all that stuff and mask wearing and stuff. Now, as you know, you know, I don't believe in traditional medicine, never have. I don't believe in vaccines. I don't believe in no kind of immunizations or anything like that. I have 8 kids. None of them have ever been vaccinated or immunized or anything. None of them have ever been sick. I've never been sick. I'm 58. I'm totally healthy. Now, the coronavirus, when that came about, it was designed to institute population control, number one. That was the reason for the coronavirus. And it's worldwide, yes, because we have to realize that, you know, there are countries across the waters that are totally overpopulated as well. India is one of them, and so many others, and they're dying. People are dying just like here in the United States of America. Now there's almost 5 million deaths worldwide from COVID-19. And as far as the vaccine, nah. You know, I know a lot of people have taken it. Then there's still quite a few that have not. I have not. I will not ever take it. And the people that did, hey, that's their choice. But, hey, a lot of people are realizing now that they should not have taken that vaccine because so many people are dying that have taken the vaccine, even those that have been double vaccinated. Look at Colin Powell. Okay, he was double vaccinated, got both of them, and he died, okay, from COVID-19. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And black people especially, okay, a lot of blacks have been taking it now, and it's really sad because it's not good for you. It is not doing anything. It's not going to prevent you from getting the virus at all. It's not doing anything but putting poisons in your body. And you have to ask yourself a question, first of all, you know, why is the government trying to mandate a vaccine? Why did the government try to make it so that black people would become willing to take the vaccine? You know, they had to bring about all these celebrities first to say, oh, well, I got vaccinated, and showing all these images of important black people getting vaccinated. And then to top it off, they had to bring out the doctor that, you know, was instrumental, so they say, behind the vaccine. And it's so sad. And then more blacks start, you know, saying, okay, well, I'm going to take it now. I think it's safe. And then what really pisses me off, Will, is the churches. You know, the churches that got on board and, you know, and they're promoting the vaccine. They started promoting the vaccine early on, you know, with the black doctors and, you know, having different forums and everything with these bishops and church leaders and making churches become vaccine hubs. And, you know, and they were getting incentives for doing that from the government. And it's so sad. And, you know, they think that they're doing something and that, okay, well, this is what's needed for our people. It is not what's needed for our people. Y'all need to wake up, you know. And now here in Philadelphia, they have almost every week they have the politicians. They get together and have these press conferences trying to urge black communities to get vaccinated. And the other week they were outside a children's hospital trying to encourage people to get their kids vaccinated and trying to tell people that live in that particular zip code that there was not enough people vaccinated in those zip codes. And so, and then we have to look at this. They have all kinds of incentives such as, you know, a lottery where people can win up to $50,000 if they get vaccinated. And they're giving out all kinds of stuff. They gave out TVs. They gave out iPods. They gave out all kinds of stuff. So if you get vaccinated, hey, this is what we're going to give you as soon as you get your vaccine. We have to realize that all of that is a ploy. It's a strategy. And what is going to happen eventually? All the people that were vaccinated with this poison, they're all going to wind up with the coronavirus eventually or something worse. Because it's in your system. Here's another thing, and people can call me crazy if you want, but I know what I'm talking about. In that vaccine, the vaccine is a liquid chip, and people can laugh and, you know, and all that stuff, but it's a liquid chip in that vaccine, and what can trigger off different things in your mind, okay, it's going to alter the minds of people. It's going to institute some type of mind control and everything else. And I know what I'm talking about. I used to work for the government, and I know all the different things they do. Now, this vaccine is just that. It is a liquid chip, and they can find out where you are anytime they want and basically control you. And if you look at some of the things that's been happening around this country, even around the world, with all the different weird stuff that's going on, as far as some of the murders and everything like that, this is stuff that they're triggering off in people to make them become violent, because we're seeing people that before were never violent type of people, but now they have become violent. And if you look at it, ask them if they've taken that vaccine, and I bet you they did. I bet you they did. So people, y'all need to wake up. And not believe everything you read, hear, or see on TV. I don't care who it's coming from, the CDC, the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, because during the onset of the pandemic, they lied to you, they misinformed you, and they told you you didn't need to wear a mask, okay? Then they turned around and told you months later that you should wear a mask. And
a mask does what? Because you're just like Antonio Bass. Long-winded, he's going to kill the game.
Yes.
And his brother was like, damn, yes. I want to play a track because it's a full moon. And you dropping so much knowledge, because basically what you're trying to tell everybody is, are you a part-time idiot or are you a functional disease? Wait a minute. I'm so sorry, people. Do not listen to nothing I'm saying, because I just speak freely. I don't know why I say the things I say, but if you listen, take yourself and say, yo, why did the Bible say study to show myself or yourself approve? Because they want you to find out what you're taking to put inside your body. Is it fruit of the spirit or is it crimes of the mind? I said, ooh, that's a good one, too. I'm making up fluid to English.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I said English. That's not even English. That's another one, too. I'm going to remind myself for that one. English. I'm going to speak some English to you. Maybe you're going to receive it.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not.
Sorry.
Welcome
now, Will,
to America.
Will,
this is what we got.
Will,
now, I need you to tell them how they can find
Will,
you, because we got another call and we got another track, but you can't again, because you're dropping knowledge and I don't understand why people still want to do what they do, but damn it, you're doing it. Go ahead, baby.
Right. And I just want to say, with Antonio Betts, I think it was her that was trying to say something about an ounce of prevention. The same
don't be
as
long
an ounce
with
of
it,
prevention.
My God.
I'm not. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, is what she was trying to say. And that's so true. But anyway, everybody, I am Chinchilla Donesia. You can listen to my show that airs every Sunday night. It broadcasts live right here on the same station. And it's called News Forum. And right now my show is dedicated to wrongful convictions and anything dealing with criminal justice, especially wrongful convictions. And we have wrongful convicted inmates calling in live from prison. We also have exonerees that call in and talk about their stories and families of the wrongfully incarcerated. You can follow me on Facebook at Chinchilla, C-H-I-N-C-H-I-L-A, Jonesia, J-O-N-E-S-I-A. Follow me there or on Instagram at Princess Chinchilla. If you need to reach me to find out how you can be on my show, you can give me a call, 42-8378, extension 888, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. And if y'all want to get well and stay well, y'all can hit me up, too, any one of those ways, because I am a naturopathic doctor and I can get you off those medications. And guess what? I can also keep you corona-free. All right? Get at me. Thank you so much,
hey,
little God.
Hey, you already know, lady. And tell my boy I said what's up, because you said a naturopathic doctor. I don't know what the hell that is, but God done it. If you're still alive, I want to hear what you got to say. Yo, Brother O, can you tell everybody who this lady is? And let's go to the next track, because this woman just helped everybody figure out what a dream was supposed to be.
First of all, that is our news anchor, the second news anchor of News Forum, and the greatest of them all, Chinchilla J. Love poems, y'all.
I am lonely, and I find myself Just picture what we might lose.
Yo, look like Brother O, better known as DJ Orlaski. Sometimes he want to call himself the Honey Bee, is in his bag. Listen to the music tonight, y'all, and welcome to Two Thorough by your true friend, Will of God. Some people call me Chill because I'm a DJ for real, but I don't want to tell everybody because that means you're going to know my name. Like, some of y'all don't even know I used to be on the radio show before I came here, WPB 88.1 FM, left there number one. You know, Villanova radio show. I mean, Villanova radio station over there in Villanova, KDU, left there number one. I was DJing then because I'll turn y'all out. Just because. Now, you know, imagine me on three or four turntables with vinyl records at the same damn time and staring at you like, and get it up. Yeah, you know, killing the game. But that's a different story. But tonight, we're having fun because it is really all about y'all callers. And we got another caller, but God darn it, before we get this caller, I got to say this because I've been writing stuff down. And I said, damn it, I can't write it down. I got to text it to myself. So I said this to myself. I said, life is a gift. It's usually not how you feel, it's what you say. Now, if you spoke instead of listening, you might get more information because a closed mouth don't get fed. Now you must be humble enough to listen. And then you must show yourself to study. And how do I say that? I can't remember what I said. Now you must be humble enough to listen. Show may study yourself and your thoughts to show yourself approved in your personal life and or religion. That's kind of deep, and I don't know what the hell I just said. So I'm going to forget that thought right now and move forward because y'all going to have to rewind that one. But welcome to the show. Dial in number 516-453-9133. Oh, press 1 if you'd like to get on the air. That means talk. Because we open forum tonight. Hello, Carla. Who am I speaking to now?
Hey, Will of God. This is Angela.
Oh, now, see,
this night, because I'm just telling you
this
right
night
now,
is so peculiar. I don't know how I say it. It's a full moon, so I'm going to say it anyway. Hello, Angela, the former commissioner. Should I say it like that, or should I say, hello, Angela, commissioner? Are you allowed to have two commissioners? I don't know. Forget it.
Yes.
What did you got to say that's a subject question or answer inquiring minds would like to know? Because, my God, you did a hell of a show last night. I mean, 2 nights ago. And who knows? Hey, what's up, dog? Go ahead.
I don't even know what you just said, but
I just went outside.
How you doing?
Have you ever go outside? If you was a little kid, right? As soon as you ran out the door, you're like, hey, you guys. That's what we did back in the day when we was old people. I mean, young bucks. Now we old. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm just calling in, just sitting here listening to the show, just listening to your comments, really. I'm here, but I'm not here.
I understand. So let's do it fluently. Let's partake like this. I'm going to bring you back. Here we go. Look at the full moon, right? If you go outside and you go outside right now and just look at the full moon, everybody got it. Everybody can look at it at the same time. And then think, what would you say to this world right this second to help the kids that's growing up? Because God knows, I don't know why this daggone kid is ripping. I don't know what's going on. There's a demon out here. And there's more demons coming. I don't know if portals have been opened. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why the news is turning into a frisbee where you're supposed to receive everything they say and take it or leave it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't like the news, don't turn it on. But this is the news if you choose to find out what your day might look like for tomorrow. Like,
it's just the world that we're living in. I mean, the news is just, this is what we,
living in, it's your everyday. This, they are going into your neighborhoods and reporting what they see. This is all. This is now, this is what's happening.
Are they recording what they see? I want to go deep in you.
Yeah.
I want to go deep in you, woman. Are they recording what you see to clone you, to make sure they could get another you? So if you happen to be transparently gone, and I did say it that way, y'all, I'm sorry I had to say it because some of y'all don't understand the words that comes out of people's mouths. But if you're transparently gone, meaning that you're here, but you're a vegetable, and you're staring like, yo, that's not me. But you can't understand because we can't understand what you're saying because you got a tube in your mouth feeding you on a constant basis so you don't die. But you're watching your clone do everything you did because they got everything you done on Facebook or social media. I'm sorry, YouTube, social media. Let's get it. But go ahead, finish.
Yeah, I didn't get that one, but I don't understand that. If they what's going on right now, man. Look, Willa God, I don't want to talk about that right now. I just want to
good.
Stop by.
Talk about something else. Talk about anything you want, and we're going to move on to the next caller. But I want you to be free with your spirit because tonight is an unusual night, and I'm feeling it. This is a spontaneous show, and I'm going to give a darn how people feel. Catch it while you come. I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish.
What it is, what it is. I've just been sitting here listening. Like I say, I did a show Wednesday night on domestic violence. Of course, I'm a domestic violence survivor. And it just seemed like this is the month of that we bring awareness to domestic violence. But it seemed like every time I turn on a flip through something or turn a page, another person has lost their life. You know, young lady committed suicide with 2 babies. To leave behind 2 babies, committed suicide because the ex was stalking her and nobody was believing it and she was reaching out for help, posted it all over social media. And nobody... Nobody reached out. Nobody. Why are we so consumed with whatever we consume with? Because a lot of us not even consumed with ourselves because we're not even taking care of ourselves. Because we're going to and from. We allowing this to happen. We allowing this to happen. So what is really going on? What is really going on?
I want Brother O to come in and tell everybody who you are. For real, but the other thing I want to say before he does that
is... I can tell you who I am. I know. You want me to tell you?
I know, but you know, he does it in such a way. But I'll mute you because I want you to keep on talking. I definitely want you to...
You know who I am. I'm Angela. I'm nobody special. I'm Angela. You know that. I have a show that come on Wednesday. You need to learn how to say that.
Well, first of all, I love what Angela said. And I respect the host of this outstanding Too Thorough. This young lady has a lot of love in her heart. And she does not, you know, need anyone to announce her, but we're going to do it anyway. This young lady is the greatest commissioner in the history of our network. She was there for us in a trying time and still there for us as a host. That show on Wednesday night is going to be a testament to people that have lost their way around the world. This is Angela Thomas Smith, and this is the host of Walking in Purpose right here at ONE.
Yo, this night is so unusual that I'm loving it. Hey, Angela. You, girl, I'm going to need you in our lives to exist as well as everybody else that's listening. We have another caller, but one thing I got to say is I wrote this down, and I don't know why. I'm looking at my phone now, and I'm looking at my text, and I'm just going up. I said, don't worry about what you say. worry about what you do, because what you did could be the next thing you do. I don't know where that came from or why I put that on my damn brain. It came out my freaking thoughts. But I'm
because
going
that's what it needs to be. And that's what I just said on my live, but you said it a different way, but I just said it on my live. Don't allow my actions to speak, because we saying a lot through words and through our speech, but not acting. So allow my actions to speak for me. That just you said it. Thank you. I'm enjoying the show, and I'm going to continue to listen tonight.
I thank you for being here, baby. Oh, we got another caller. Welcome to Theron. People that's listening, dial the number 516-453-9133. Press 1 if you'd like to get on the air. Hey, Adele, don't you go nowhere, girl, because you going to sing tonight. The hell, that is a foul mouth. Hello, caller. Welcome to Theron. Who am I speaking to now?
Actually, that caller is Adele. And after our final thoughts and her wonderful song, we're going to Ngozi time. Folks, you know, tomorrow I get a chance to celebrate the life of my aunt. And I need some rest to be able to do that, to be there for my cousin who's on this network, Mullah God. His name is Chef Yosef. And it's time to wrap it up so I can get into meditation like you did for your cousin, you know, for your Uncle Don. And, you know, that's what it's all about. Adele, come on and do your song, and then Ngozi time.
Well, before Adele comes in, people, I don't know, this is a very peculiar show, and God knows, Brother O, my condolences, but I have something called My Preface Ain't Your Prefix, Explain Yourself. And then I wrote something, I said, why do people feel you have to live or obey their rules, but your life or rules doesn't matter? Then I said, why must individuals like to control you, but when it comes to them, it doesn't matter? Example, don't worry about what I say or do, worry about what you do, but live by my guidelines as I speak it. Then I said another one. I said, why don't individuals learn to keep a quiet heart or possibly sit like a tortoise and walk sprightly like a pigeon, plus possibly sleep just like a dog? What would you do? Then I said another one. Why don't individuals use their minds and think before they talk and look before you walk? Then I said, why do people say no strings attached? It seems like the more they attach, the more strings may grow. Now, family always come first. That's just the natural. But God said, trust him. Woo. And there's a lot of other things that I said, and I'm trying to figure out all the stuff, but I saw something in my text, and it freaked me out. I said, that ain't dumb if you can't see. And I didn't understand what that meant. But some things ain't dumb if you can't see it. But once you see it, you're like, oh, my God, is that? Then another one I said, you got to learn how to walk and sleep. Some people could walk, but they damn sure don't know how to sleep. Their spirit is so disturbed. They only know how to have a good night's sleep. Tossing and turning. Don't know what to do. Oh, my God, someone coming to the door. Come on, man. So it's a lot of stuff that's going on in this world, and I choose not to think. If you don't think, you might be able to survive. You got to just trust God and receive. You know what I'm saying? Because when you think too much, now you're out the box with it. Oh, my God, they're talking about me. Oh, my God, they're thinking about me. Oh, my God, they're going to do something to me. Who the hell are you? I made up something today. I said, your name is a terrible thing to waste. Y'all didn't get that one. I made it up today. You know how I say your mind is a terrible thing to waste? But if you mess up your whole damn name, that's a terrible thing to waste. But since Adele's in the building and she's a psychotherapist, because I got this other word I'm going to say, I'm going to end it with, called captivism. Or captivism. I said, when you are capped up by the ism, what is the question. Now, you activated? That's my other word that I'm coming out with. So y'all know it came right from my mouth. Look at somebody and say, yo, man, damn, they look like they activated. What does that mean? If you look at the word activated, don't it mean starting up or doing something that's ready to go, 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 Power Rangers or go, go, Gadget? I don't know. Whatever it is, once you're activated, that means you're wide awake. So I hope y'all waking, because I ain't even done yet. This is just the beginning of me having fun. But Adele, how you doing? You still in the building? I'm so sorry for having you wait.
Yes, I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Thank you for...
Have you heard everything that's going on today?
Yes, everything. And I appreciate
Great.
Everyone's contribution. And what I want to say that while we live in the midst of so much upheaval, conflict, controversial concepts and division, I say that I invite people that in addition to praying to God, also to become informed, becoming more educated consumers. So when they know more everything what's going on, they will have more capacity to make the right decisions for themselves. I want to take time to meditate and pray for the souls of those departed, for whether they were victims of fatal accidents or COVID or other illnesses. I want to pray for their souls to rest in peace, rest in heaven. And I want to pray for the families that are left behind. I want to pray for children who are the future of the world, that they will live in families that are becoming more aware of the truth, and they could be protected and raised in peace and in an environment that makes better possibilities for them to grow healthy, strong, and living in faith.
Well, this is just one show I never going to forget, but before you start singing, can you tell them how they can follow you? And then one day I'm just going to interview you so they really can understand who you are. But I know you're going to do a freestyle song for us, and I got to, you know, get my stuff in because we got to go to Ngozi time soon. God knows I'm sorry, people that didn't want to get a chance to press one, or if you did press one, you didn't get a chance to talk. I don't know. But anyway, you tell me how they can follow you and who you are one more time.
So my name is Abella Adriana Moscu, and people can follow me on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and it's an honor for me to share with the world the first music CD that is called My Sweet Romania Love Songs. It's a collection of songs. Some of them are spiritual and some of them are love songs. And some of them are songs that are connecting with the winter season, with the winter solstice. And they all came from the heart. I always say that it's important to think, but also it's important to live in the heart, to open your heart to the divine energy of God, and never lose hope in humanity, because there are so many good people in the world that want to reach out and help others.
Okay. I am so happy right now. I can't believe this night. Is there any way you can deliver us a song? I'm going to go in with you just for the fun and drop it in so we can go to the Ngozi time. You start it off.
Well, perhaps you can join me also.
That's what you said.
I'm inspired
sing. Go ahead
to
sing.
to freestyle, to sing Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Got to be kidding me. Did we just do that live? Hey, Jesus, can you bless me with a more better acquainted life so that my children, oh, Queen Ray, man, Daryl J, and everybody that I know is affiliated with me can prosper in the name of Jesus. And if Jesus is not the one that y'all want me to say, all right. Let me say the other one. You already know the name. Say it, y'all. Or you know the name. Oh, that's a deep one. So, Adela, I thank you so much. We're going to have so much fun. I know we got to get ready to go. And I know everybody's looking at the show like, what in the world just happened? Well, it's the full moon, y'all. And what just happened was spontaneously done. So to leave y'all with something to really think about, yourself. Who are you and where do you want to be for 2023? If you can make it to 23, hallelujah. But if you can't, I created something called Your Eyes Smile, But Your Lies Will Tell the Truth One Day. Then I also said, now, God always makes a way out of no way. God could have the strings stay. And they might not have to be attached. They can hang side by side and or top to top. As long as God is involved, they may never drop. Here's another one. What's up with the people of America? Are we blind? Or are our eyes wide shut? And I also notice we live in fear. Faith is sometimes freedom. I said sometimes freedom. Because sometimes you're not allowed to do the things you really want to do because you don't have the freedom. That means you're stuck. You're not allowed to grow. You're stagnant. People want you to stay where you at and don't evolve because you might surpass them and that might mess up their lifestyle because they don't want you to grow. Figure yourself out. Remember, you have only your name because you created because God gave you a name by your parents. One day people ain't going to have parents. The government is going to be your parent and you're going to do thing the government tells you to do, even as of now. So you might want to just change up your life and say, you know what, this technology thing is getting a little bit overwhelming. Or you might just say, damn, that joint look hot. I'm going to get it. But if y'all remember, food might become a crisis and your Christmas present might be a platter. Imagine that. Since food prices is going up, imagine if leftovers are really $1,000 a plate. Because think about it. If you can't get butter anymore because the butter is going up, what else you think is going to go up? Now, I want y'all to really think and say, if they take away things that I really need to exist in life, would I be able to survive? Because I heard razors are about to go up. And I'm like, razors? Why would they pick razors? And I thought about it. If the daggone government is that crazy to make everybody look like the Weber from London, somebody going to shave. And they were like, I spend how much money I need. I need that damn razor. I'll use that same razor for at least 10,000 times until I get cut bites. I don't know what a cut bite is. I just made it up. But I got to really understand why I'm going through this stuff, why I'm seeing this stuff. And I thank God I'm still here to be able to talk about it. Because soon, we ain't going to be able to talk. There's the trials and tribulations. The choice is yours. You got to figure it out if you want to stay in that trial. Just because everything is trials and tribulations. So why die tomorrow if you're dead today? The question is, are you willing to stay alive? That's a lot of information, y'all, that I just dropped in y'all that I created. I've been saying crazy stuff. I don't care if you like it or don't like it, but it is what it is. Y'all got to follow me at Tooth Darryl, by Will of God. Follow me on YouTube at 2 Will of God. Follow me on YouTube at DJ Space Chill 322. Follow me on Instagram at 2 Will underscore of underscore God. Follow me on TikTok at 2 Will underscore of underscore God. Follow me whatever I'm doing because I'm about to light up the whole Christmas tree, y'all. Put out videos, y'all going to be like, damn, that nigga bad. I mean, brother bad. Because I can be, and I am. That's why I call myself a thoroughbred. Problem is, you can't figure me out because y'all hating on me so much. The haters, that is. I'm going to squash the devil's head. Not stop on it. Squash it. Until then, let's get Brother Ola getting the gozy time because this is not a game.
Well, first of all, tonight is dedicated to my aunt, Mary Ellen Scott. There will be no advertising tonight. Please, all the people out there in the Dynasty land, our listeners, our followers, and our hosts, please send meditation to our wonderful, you know, chef here, culinary artist, and I, myself. Tomorrow, we honor a woman that meant a lot to me, a woman that was wonderful and kind to me, a woman that showed me ways to tell the world that you're loved, and you can do anything you want to do in this life. The people out there in that radio, listening audience tonight, my heart is heavy. Just like Will of God's was, with his wonderful uncle, Don. Tonight we celebrate Chef Yosef's mom, and keep us in prayer. The Scott family, the Beverly family, and it is what it is. I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dele Malayuan goes to say good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. We are Oni Dynasty. If you forgot, we unified. No matter what was said, no matter what happened.